Right. So this is a little bit of a funny story. Basically, I just went to see him one day. He was a friend of a friend. And I went to chill at his place, and he was playing electro and ghetto tech. And I've heard this stuff before, but I haven't heard it in this way. And at that time, I wasn't a DJ, and I heard it, and I was like, wow, I freaking love this stuff. And I was working in Fuchs, and I felt like the place needed, you know, a little bit more spicing up. I was already doing queer parties there, but, you know, it wasn't the same. The music wasn't like that. And I heard it, and I was like, I need to make a party that is around these genres, and I'm going to make it happen. And, like, half a year later, we just made it happen. And through that, we became friends, you know, really close friends, like brothers. And yeah, so that's kind of how it all came together. We, you know, bonded also on the fact that we're both on the spectrum, both have ADHD and chronic illnesses and all that. So, you know, there's a whole mix up in this. And yeah, so for us, we just wanted to do something different that wasn't really seen here before. And we bonded over the love of music and of something that we saw as both different, as well as, you know, seeping a little bit into the mainstream when it gets to it taking like really famous songs and putting them in, you know, over a techno track or electro track, like making bootlegs and all that. Yeah.